Sitting in today, Marie Osborne.
And welcome back.
We must be the great arsenal of democracy.
That, of course, Franklin Roosevelt during World War II calling on us, and specifically the Detroit area, to be the arsenal of democracy. We changed history right here in Detroit, and we might see that same thing happening again. Detroit is once again positioning itself as a modern arsenal democracy. The automakers Ford and GM stepping back into the defense spotlight as global conflicts and President Trump's push for expanded manufacturing drive demand for U.S.-made military equipment. Joining us to talk a little bit about that, Paul Eisenstein, editor of Headlight.News. Paul, always a pleasure.
Good to be with you, Marie.
What were your thoughts when you were reading about this, that we may once again be called upon to be, I don't know, I don't like to use the phrase, but head of the spear, if you will, for development and expansion in manufacturing of military-made equipment, U.S. military equipment?
It didn't surprise me at all at one level, in that the Detroit manufacturers, number one, have had decades and decades, really more than a century of experience. Remember, they were involved heavily in production of weaponry and the like for World War I, dating back to our involvement in 1917-18. So this is a historical tie between the Detroit automakers and the Department of Defense, back then the Department of War. The question is exactly what that role will be, and I ask that because the nature of warfare is going to change, as we're seeing. I think one of the things that we didn't properly prepare for in the battle with Iran was the asymmetric element of this war, which we've already been seeing in Ukraine to a high degree. Traditional military doctrine is getting thrown out the window.
Yep.
As things become more and more dependent on things like drones and hypersonic missiles and the like. So, you know, exactly what role Detroit will play perhaps in development of that technology? Question mark. There are some other companies that are based here, including some drone manufacturers, who could very well become involved in what the Department of Defense needs going forward. It's going to be very interesting to watch and see exactly what comes out of this.
When we think of arsenal democracy, we think of tanks, right? Rolling off that assembly line. That's kind of mm-hmm. the image that we have. But we're talking about a whole nother type of warfare here, as we have seen, just like you said, evidenced in Ukraine and in the Middle East. My question is, are we ready? Do we have the skills in our workforce? Do we have the workforce with the skills to meet the demands that are going to be needed for this kind of work?
Well, it's interesting. It depends on how you ask that question and what you're referring to. Unfortunately, Trump's war has horribly depleted our stash of weapons, which leaves us incredibly vulnerable. You know, one of the things we have to be worried about is whether China will see an opportunity right now, see us as weak because we've effectively lost the war with Iran, see us as weak and see that our weaponry has been depleted to a large degree. Could this open up the opportunity for them to invade Taiwan? Mm. That's an issue that a number of folks I've spoken to are worried about. So we need to build up the weaponry fast. And the question is, could the Department of Defense take advantage of Detroit's skills at doing things quickly? Remember, they were rolling out bombers in Willow Run at the rate of 1 an hour.
Yeah.
During World War II, which is an unprecedented rate, and it was really what helped win the air war during World War II. It may be that sort of skill at mass production that's going to be necessary to make sure that we have a full stock of weaponry going forward. But then, and could American workers, could Detroit workers do that? Sure. These folks are skilled at putting things together and putting things together quickly. The flip side to that question is, do we have the skills to develop a new type of weaponry, these asymmetric weapons, these drones and anti-drone drones and hypersonic missiles and some of the other weaponry that's necessary? Could that come out of Detroit? Could we design and develop that technology and then build it? And I don't know. I don't know anybody who has a clear answer on that.
I also wonder about the ethics involved in all this. We're civilian automakers are asked to, you know, expand into military production. I think of somebody just working at one of, you know, auto plants and then them suddenly being told, oh, by the way, you're going to be making weapons. You know, what if you've got a problem with that? So, you know, I just wonder about the ethical concerns about that.
Well, we have been involved in weapon making, as I mentioned, for over a century. Some people will raise the ethical issue, and I'm not going to debate it. I'm not going to get into that argument. There are other people who should do that or could do that. But the reality is we still have some connections between the Detroit automakers and the military. And so I think it's a historic tie. So it would be people asking about that today from a very different ethical standpoint than we've had historically. It wasn't all that long ago that the tank command, the tank production here in Michigan for Abrams and the like was run, what was that, by Chrysler, if I remember correctly.
Right.
Historically, it's been fairly recently that Detroit auto workers were rolling out weaponry. So I don't think that there's going to be much pushback on that. There'll be some groups that will, of course, but I don't think it's going to be a big issue.
We have been talking with Paul Eisenstein, editor of Headlight.news, Headlight.news, talking about whether or not Detroit will once again be in this position as being a modern arsenal for democracy. Thank you, Paul. Always fun to talk with you.
Good to talk with you, Marie.
And when we come back, we're going to be talking about these AI data centers. There's going to be another big meeting tonight. We're going to be talking to one of the organizers that's opposing these AI centers when we come back.